It's Monday, June 30th, and with your 7 a.m. news bulletin, I am Leonard Witbien. A community member raised concerns about getting fewer electricity units for the same $100 purchase within days, suggesting an early tariff hike. However, Lydia Amutenya, representing the city of Windhoek, clarified that no new electricity tariffs have been implemented as yet, and the proposed adjustment still awaits the Electricity Control Board's green light.
We would like to clarify that the city of Windhoek has not yet implemented or effected any electricity tariff increases, while a tariff adjustment has been proposed for the 2025-2026 financial year. It is still subject to approval by the regulator, which is Electricity Control Board. Only once approval is granted will the city of Windhoek officially announce the new tariff rates, including the dates on which they will come into effect.
Emmanuel Nashinge, the spokesperson for the Independent Patriots for Change, announced that the party recently held a National Executive Committee meeting ahead of its fifth anniversary on August 2nd. The gathering reviewed past election challenges, including legal battles, and focused on shaping a strategic plan for the November regional and local elections while considering constitutional changes for stronger future leadership.
We needed to get an understanding and a position as a political party, which will then help us to start planning our five-year strategic plan, and also to, by taking stock, that will also help us and give us an indication as to how best we must prepare ourselves for the November regional and local authority elections.
Social justice activist Sean Garisep has raised concerns about the transparency of the National Youth Service selection process, alleging that the constituency offices were excluded, allowing candidates who don't reside in the areas to be included. Garisep called for an investigation and clearer communication from authorities. The NYS's Belinda Hambure responds.
We are busy developing a comprehensive response strategy to address the matter in a constructive and transparent manner. While we do not wish to divulge too much information at this stage, it is important just to state that the allegations circulating are not only misleading, but also a misrepresentation of the service's mandate.
South Africa's organization Undoing Tax Abuse is calling for conflict of interest audits across government departments. This follows the arrest of Crime Intelligence head Dumisani Khumalo and six others on corruption charges linked to the appointment of Dineo Mokwele in an executive position without policing qualifications. OTA's Wayne Duvenhage says too many officials and their families do business with the state.
We trust and believe that the IDAC and their team will have enough facts to make this case stick. Any cases like this, we need to celebrate, because corruption is still rife, and I hope that this really triggers now, once and for all, meaningful oversight.
In international news, British police have confirmed that two men aged 22 and 24, both from London, were arrested over the weekend for allegedly breaching the UK's Terrorism Act. The arrests are linked to an incident on the 20th of June when two military aircraft were damaged at RAF Bryce Norton by members of the activist group Palestine Action. UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer has denounced the vandalism, calling it disgraceful. Home Affairs Minister Yvette Cooper announced that Palestinian Action will now be designated as a terrorist organization. The move follows rising security concerns around targeted acts at military facilities. Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.